April was only okay for hiring in a surprise report from the government this morning. I'm David Brancaccio. This is like expecting an A-plus and getting a B-minus instead. There was surprising news this morning that only 266,000 people were added to payrolls in the month just ended. Surprising because the consensus of experts was that the number should have been something closer to a million new hires during Vaccination April. Christopher Lowe is the chief economist at FHN Financial. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
My friend, where are these jobs everybody was promising? This is short, my friend. This is not acceptable.
Oh, you have no idea. You know, we economists joke that forecasting short-term employment is the most dangerous thing you can do. Not even ADP, who pays three-quarters of people working in America, can get it right every month. And, the Fed chairman kind of stepped in it.
Well, people did get hired on at restaurants. That happened as expected. So where's the weakness here?
Yeah. You know, to be fair, right, Chair Powell promised, what, a million jobs a month? And believe it or not, we actually added 1.1 million jobs in April. The problem is we're supposed to add a lot more. The seasonal factors in April are huge, because it is the month when companies add seasonal workers. The biggest decline was at temporary employment agencies. They provide a ton of those seasonal workers. And this year, it looks like they just couldn't find enough people.
So if that interpretation is correct, that must bode well for more strength in the month we're living in now, May.
Yeah, I would think so. Also, you know, look back at the last 3 months, and it's a little more than 500,000 jobs a month on average, which, you know, it's not quite as good as we'd like to see, but it's certainly not bad. Look back at the last year, it's a little more than 1 million jobs a month on average. That, of course, is solid. You know, the fact is the economy is healing. It's just not healing as fast as promised, although, you know, given the other big economic story right now, all those bottlenecks and temporary inflation pressures and so forth, maybe it's not such a bad thing that we're making a little less forward progress than we thought we were.
All right. Christopher Lowe at FHN Financial, chief economist there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
The unemployment rate rose slightly in April to 6.1%, but the total pool of people actively looking for work last month grew, so a slightly bigger piece of a bigger pie isn't something to worry about. As we say, some employers report trouble finding people. Some of it's the problem of childcare. Some of it's health worries. Some of it is employers not adjusting pay higher, with people still drawing jobless benefits. Yesterday, South Carolina's governor ended his state's participation in federal extra unemployment programs set up during pandemic in an effort to lower what economists call the reservation wage, the amount that employers would have to pay to draw people to a job. Elsewhere, among employers trying to replenish their workforce, public schools. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Eighth grade math teacher Melanie Passavoy is extremely happy to be back in her classroom. It's much easier to teach geometry there than rearrange the geometry of her living room for distance learning.
So at home, I had a standing whiteboard that would take up like half of the frame. And then there would be this like a narrow section next to me where you could still see like my kids or my, you know, cats or my husband coming in and out.
Folsom Middle School in suburban Sacramento went hybrid in March, not a moment too soon for Passavoy. A year of telling her daughter she couldn't watch Netflix in the background while mom taught the Pythagorean theorem was starting to wear her out. Some of her colleagues, though, were just done.
So definitely know some teachers who retired at the beginning of the school year who were not intending to retire.
That's not likely to let up this year, says Chad Alderman, an education researcher with Georgetown University. Younger teachers may also be more inclined to leave and even switch career paths entirely.
They are more likely to leave this year if the economy is strong, if they've been tired and stressed out at work and just need a break.
That can make an already severe teacher shortage even worse. Overall, schools were down nearly 600,000 jobs in March from pre-pandemic levels. Most of those actually aren't teachers. Because of remote learning and $190 billion in federal aid, there haven't been massive teacher layoffs. But
whenever a school district needs to make cuts, the very first place they look are the food service workers and the custodians and the secretaries and the, you know, all of those people.
Ben Valdepena is president of the California School Employees Association, a union that represents most of the non-teachers that work for schools. The good news, those jobs are gradually returning as schools reopen. One area where hiring is really heating up?
You will see school districts within the state of California right now and nationally that are hiring more custodians.
All the extra cleaning for COVID is a job creator. In Sacramento, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
And to promote their new single, Higher Power, the British band Coldplay arranged to beam the song up into space. It was a link to the International Space Station. Could I just say, all of us, Marketplace, Morning Edition, all of us in radio, throughout every day, send our work into outer space without any special PR attention. That is how radio waves work. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our engineers are Brian Allison and Jay Siebold. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.